catch the wave.
Reverend Gerald Thompson and the Arkansas Fellowship Mad Flyers.
Come on, Central Arkansas. Come on, put your hands together, everybody. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Sure.
protecting you. Can't you
wait? My Lord has kept me. Yes, it is just another day that I've been in my Savior's care. Yes, it is. Wanna say he threw his loving arms all around me. Yes, he did, and there I found peace, joy, and rest.
Another day, I've been working in God's vineyard. Oh, yeah. Another day, you know he kept me by his side. Oh, yeah. Another day, I know, just how
because of you. to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave.
All you so-called sanctified folk and the sinners too, I got something to tell everybody that you better do. Jesus coming back one day, I don't know when. Forgiveness by your sin. Y'all better make a change. You better make a change. I'm trying to tell you about it. I say, you better, let me tell you, you better change. You better change. I'm trying to tell you about it. I say, you better, preachers in the pulpit and the deacons too, mothers on the mother's bone, trustees, choir and the ushers too. Now you've been shouted up and down the aisle, you've been falling all on the floor. But if my God was to come today, would you be ready to go? Y'all better make a change. You better change. Now, all you old men looking like a squirrel, you're always trying to make a little date with some little school girl. But you better stop your mess and leave them kids alone. You ought to look in a looking glass and take your old cell phone home. Y'all better make a change. You better change.
me now. All you old women, the one that dye your hair, you got a way of letting me know that your age is still there. You put on your short dress and go switching around the bin. Mama, the way you carry on, it ain't nothing but a low-down sin. You're better. Pop, I'm talking to you too. You better cut out that mess. You better leave them kids alone and go on home to your family. You know it's wrong out there. Good God Almighty, let me tell you about it. Y'all better make a change. Y'all better make a change. I'm talking to everybody out there.
My soul left, nothing left. I had a dream the other night, y'all. I dreamed that I was in heaven, and I saw my God sitting on his throne with his head hanging down. And in my dream, I saw Jesus sitting on the right-hand side of God. And Jesus had tears all in his eyes. But then I noticed everybody was looking down at something. And I walked over to see what God and all of his angels was looking at. But I could see that they were looking down at the earth below. And I heard my God say, I've got a problem. Listen, y'all. Gotta make some changes in this old world. Woo. It seems like my people, they can't live together no more. If they don't soon make some changes, the whole world is gonna have to go. Yes, it is. Cause I heard him. in the Thunder Road. That's me sending them a warning that Jesus is coming again, and it won't be long. He's coming like a thief in the night, y'all. And no man is gonna know the day or the hour, so you better get ready. I'm down on my knees praying every day that the Lord would just let me be one in that number when the saints come marching in. He told me to tell all you lying preachers and you false prophets, you better get your house in order, 'cause Jesus is sure not coming. And I want to be ready to meet him when he comes again, y'all. He said, tell all you lying presidents, kings and queens, you
in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the
whole world
in his hand.
He's
got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world
in his hand.
He's got the
whole world in his hand.
He's got the little bitty baby in his hand. He's got the little bitty babies. He's got the whole world in his hand. And he's got you and me in his hand. He's got
you and me
in his hand. He's got in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. Everybody say, everybody say, hey,
amen.
Everybody say, hey, hey, amen, 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 amen.
There are some songs we used to sing a long time ago, and if you know, y'all sing along with us. Y'all know we don't sing songs like this anymore. That's what I want y'all to do.
Praise Him.
Oh, praise Him.
Praise Him.
To the reason why I'm gonna praise Him, Jesus.
Jesus.
My blessed Savior.
Savior.
'Cause He's worthy,
worthy
to
be
praised. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another one. I need. I don't know about y'all, but the Lord, oh, I need. Y'all know we don't sing them like this no more, but I don't know about you, but I need them.
it works.
It's live. Let's go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, a happy day. Happy day when Jesus washed.
coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m., and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Check this out.
You're listening to Breakfast with
the Anointed One, and you can catch the wave right here at NFIRadio.com. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music.
We're not magicians. We just put magic into our music.
No! time I feel right.
I'll go.
I feel like giving up. That's all right.
I'll go.
You told me, Jesus, whenever I need you,
I'll go.
All I had to do was just call on you. Good, yeah.
I'll go.
Oh, I'll go, yes I will.
I'll go.
You can depend on me, send me.
Send me, I'll go.
I know it's gonna get hard sometimes.
Send me, I'll go.
Free and get you sometimes.
Send me, I'll go.
Lord, I'll go for you, Jesus.
Send me, I'll go.
Whatever you want me to do.
Send me out.
I have to call on your name, yes.
Send me out.
Listen to me. What can make me whole again?
Oh, that's been my
deliverance. Y'all say this with me.
Alright, alright. It's gonna be alright.
Y'all try.
Alright, alright.
It's gonna be.
It's gonna be alright.
One more time, say it with him.
Alright, alright. It's gonna be alright.
It will be.
Alright.
It will be.
Alright.
You're gonna make
it. Make it through. Even the dark. All right.
in HD2 sound will fight accuser.
Wait a minute. If y'all don't mind it here, I'm going to need a little more time to tell you, to present my evidence for why I believe it will be all right. I need to tell you that I've been through some dark nights. And those dark nights went in the weary days. And truth be told, some of them days I felt like giving up, walking away, throwing in the towel. But then I remember who God is to me. Yeah. He is the source of my strength. And he gives me strength to win this. But even when I'm too weak to face the battle, he is a keeper who can make everything all right. Ask me how I know. Ask me how I know. 'Cause he kept Daniel in the lion's den. And he kept Joseph the dreamer in a foreign land. He kept the Hebrew boys safe from the flames. In fact, we ought to pause right here and bless his holy name. Help me say
Jesus.
He kept David when he was cowering in the cave. And he kept Lazarus when he was rotting in the grave. He kept a dance. I don't really have a praise band, but I want to get in your way. I don't want to box you in. I want to let this band play something, man. Let these people dance. We're going to dance it out, man. Just celebrate real quick.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you because he is the same God today that he was on yesterday. He's the same God today that he will be forevermore. And I tell God thank you for all things. I love serving God because he does not change. He is the holy God. He is the righteous God. He is the God that we can cast all of our cares upon. He is the God that said, I would never, ever leave you or forsake you. You might be talking to him and millions of others might be talking to him. But one thing that I do know, that when each of us go to him, he can come to our rescue. And I tell God, thank you. Father God, we thank you for this brand new day. We thank you for your son, Jesus. And we thank you for your Holy Ghost power. Father God, I thank you for how you watched over us last night, dear God. How you woke us up this morning, dear God. And I tell you, thank you for all things, dear God. We ask that you allow us to go through this day, God, keeping our minds on you in the name of Jesus. We ask that you heal right now, that you deliver, God, that you continue to work your miracles in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I in your son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you for all things great and small. Father God, bless those that have lost loved ones, God. I ask that you comfort in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask that you strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, build them up, God. Let them know that you know all things, God. Oh, Father God, touch right now in the name of Jesus. I speak your healing power. I speak your miracle-working power, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, those that are going for radiation treatment today, God, those that's going for heart treatment, God, those that's going for any illness on today, God, I ask that you heal, that you bless in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you just for being God. Oh, Father God, I bless your name. I glorify you. I thank you, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask that you touch right now. And you regulate, God, in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory. Prove yourself, God, in the name of Jesus, that there's power in your son Jesus' name. And I tell you, thank you. Bless your apostles, your prophets, your evangelists, God, your pastors, your teachers, God. In the name of Jesus, bless your deacons, God, your deaconesses, God. Oh, Father God, your elders, in the name of Jesus, bless your disciples, God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen them, God, with your Holy Ghost power, God. I tell you, thank you. Father God, again, I lift married couples up to you, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you bring them together in oneness in the name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen with your Holy Ghost power, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you just for being our God. Father God, I bless you. I praise you and I glorify you. Bless in the war zone, dear God. I speak your peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you, God. On the streets, God, I speak your peace. I speak your word, God. You said we have not because we ask not. Let them just ask, God, trusting and believing you in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you. Bind up the hands of Satan, God. Anything that he has purposed on this day, God, I ask and I speak that you bind it up in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, that you get all of the glory in this day. I thank you for all things. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise, for it's in your Son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for being the Almighty God, for being the God that was in the beginning, for being the God that is right now. I thank God for all things, to know that you can go to him and ask him and cast all of your cares upon him, and he won't go out and talk about you. He won't turn his back on you. He'll always be there. He is the God that when there is a need, all you have to do is ask. And if it be his will, he will come and give you what you need. It ain't always about material stuff, babies. Sometimes we need spiritual growth. Sometimes we need the mind of Christ. Sometimes we need him in our hearts. And I tell God, thank you just for being our God. I give him glory. I give him honor. I give him praise. Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Bible Sunday school. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, except for the third Tuesday night. On third Tuesdays, we have noonday prayer at 12 o'clock. We ask you to come out and go in prayer with us if you so desire. When you finish praying, you can leave, or if you want to stay, you can continue to stay in fellowship. And we tell God thank you. And on third Tuesday nights, as I said, we don't have Bible study, but I encourage you to go in the Word wherever you are, because, see, in the Word of God, there's strength. In the Word of God, there is deliverance. In the Word of God, there's healing. There's miracles work in that Word. That Word can bless somebody else when we speak it. And I tell God, thank you. And we thank God for your coming to join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays. On the first and third Tuesday, Pastor Michael Austin, the pastor of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, comes and bring the Word of God. We ask you to join us. And on second and fourth Tuesdays, yours truly bring the Word. And on Thursdays, and if God lead and guide you and you have a word, you let me know and we can come together. And because, see, it's not about me, but it's about my Heavenly Father. And I tell God, thank you. We ask you to join us as we preach, teach, and live the Word. We tell God, thank you for all things as we come back together on today. I tell God, thank you for being the Almighty God, for sending his Son Jesus to be an example for us, to be the way, the truth, and the life, to show us how to get to the Father. Because, see, we can't get to the Father unless we go through the Son. And as we come back on today, we're going to still be talking about keeping our focus on Christ. You can't keep your focus on Satan and Jesus both and say that you are serving the true and living God. The Word of God let us know that we can't serve two masters. We can only serve one, because if we try to serve two, we're going to love one and hate the other. When we were last together, we were talking about the things that Christ has done for us and the things that he is doing for us, that he came in humanity in the form of man, and that he breaks the power of evil. I tell God, thank you. And we saw that he frees us. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God that he's merciful and he's our faithful and high priest. Yes, God. I thank God for all that his Son does for us. We find that he suffered for us. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. He went on the cross for all mankind. As he went on the cross for us, he did it that we might be redeemed back to the Father. We see that because he was interceding on our behalf, and doing great things for us. He, with his sweet self, helped us when we was tempted by the world. I tell God thank him for his son Jesus. And as we come back on today to still talk about keeping our focus, if you have just given your life to Christ, if you and you are born again believer, as a born again believer, that means that you have been born in the likeness of Jesus. You're no longer serving Satan, but you are serving the true and living God. And how, if you're new, and I know that when a baby is born, we have to feed that baby. And as we continue to feed that baby, he grows up. And after a while, he begins to get rid of the bottle and he began to eat food. And as sons of God and born again believers, we might have to have a little bit of milk when we start out. But as we continue to serve God, as we continue to stay in the Word of God, you find that you get away from drinking the milk and you can eat the Word of God. You can apply that Word to your life. As you are a born again believer, you're going to be find that you are committed to reading God's Word. You're going to find that it's impossible to be a believer unless you consistently read the Word of God. If you don't read the Word of God, and you, as James 1 and 22 say, you got to be doers of the Word. You apply that Word to your life. As you are doers of the Word and you do that Word, you find that you want to be like Jesus. There was a song, "Oh, how I long to be like him, so meek and lowly, so humble and holy. Oh, how I long to be like him." As you read the Word of God, you find that your attention is drawn unto Christ. You see the powerful things that he did, how he lived, how he walked. He didn't have his own agenda. He did what his Father told him to do. As he walked in obedience, it teaches us the Word of God to walk in obedience. In the Word, as we see it, Jesus let them know that he came that the Scriptures might be fulfilled. He let them know that the Scriptures pointed to him. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. As we read the Word of God, you find, yes, you do grow in him. You find that as you read the Word of God, that it points to his son Jesus. If we look at John 5, verse 39, and the Word of God say, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Jesus is speaking, letting them know that when you read the Scriptures, they're testifying and speaking of him. And I tell God thank you. The Scriptures come to bear witness of God's son Jesus. And as the Scriptures bear witness of his son Jesus, verse 40 say, "And ye will not come to me that ye might have life." As we read the Scriptures and we understand the Word of God, we want to draw nigh unto him. If we don't have an understanding of who he is and we don't have a relationship with him, we're not going to honor him. We might honor and give our hearts to other things. But when we know who Jesus is, we will serve him. Our attention will stay on him. Ever been going through some things and you try to figure out for yourself how
you can't fix it. And when you begin to focus on the word of God, when you begin to call on the name of Jesus, you find that things begin to change. Things begin to get better. You find that you have peace in the midst of your storm as you continue to give the word to yourself, telling what Jesus have done on your behalf. You find that you want some more word. You find that as you read the word and you apply that word to your life, that you want to be more and more like him. As you focus on the word of God, you know what it is to have his son brought into focus, because when you weren't focused on him, you didn't have an answer. You had issues. You had things going on. But once you begin to focus on God's son Jesus and the word, you find that you have the right to the tree of life. You find that as great is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You find that as you spend time in the word of God, that is what helps you to keep your heart focused on his son Jesus. As you keep those scriptures close to your heart, you find that it blesses you. It helps you to grow. You find that you don't look back. Remember, we were talking about when you are babes, you drink milk. But you find that God can come and chastise you because you look back and you repent and you move forward, because you say, God, I will keep my focus on you. Forgive me for looking back in the name of Jesus. When you keep your focus on Jesus by staying in the word, you find that your mind is set on him. When your mind is set on heavenly things, things above, you find that earthly things don't matter. I tell God, thank you. When you set your mind on focusing and looking and concentrating on his son Jesus, that you love him with your whole heart, you find that you give yourself the word of God. There's power in the name of Jesus. How can I keep my focus on God? By having a prayer life. Yeah, you got to pray, babies. You got to pray to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. When you develop your prayer life, you find that you want to go to Jesus more and more in the name of Jesus. You find that you want to stay in contact with him. You find that as your prayer life grows, it's good to go on your knees. But there are going to be times that you're having to pray when you're walking and just sitting. You're going to find that there's a time that you got to pray when you are driving. Our prayer life is important. If you want to know how to pray the word of God in Luke 11, verses 1 through 13, it's powerful. And the words say, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John has taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Verse 5 saying, he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he need. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will ye give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? When we go in prayer, asking our Father for what we need, he will give us the desires of our hearts. He will give us his Holy Spirit. While we have friends, sometimes our friends come to our rescue, and sometimes they don't. But one thing that I do know about our Heavenly Father, when we go to him, he gives us what we need. And as he gives us what we need, I tell God, thank you, that he will answer prayer. I thank God for his son Jesus interceding on our behalf, because he knows more of what we need than we know. And while we go to him and ask him, our Father won't give us something that we don't need. I tell God thank you. And it told us when we go to him as a believer and we pray and ask and go God according to his will and for his glory, he will give us what we need. As we pray and ask God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, he will give us what we need, when we need. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus and the Holy Ghost. Because, see, we can't go to the Father unless we go through the Son and the Holy Spirit. And when we go in prayer, I tell God thank you that he tell us in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, he said, pray without ceasing. And that lets me know that I need to pray all during the day. I pray in the morning, yes, but I talk to my Heavenly Father all during the day. I talk to him even before I go to bed. When we pray without ceasing, you're going to find that you are always in the presence of our Heavenly Father. And as we are in his presence, our hearts are stayed on him, and we cry out to him. We don't cry out to Satan, but we cry out to our Heavenly Father. And I tell God, thank you. And as we pray without ceasing, we don't have a form of prayer. I might just need to tell God, thank you for being my Heavenly. Thank you for bringing me through the last hour. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for keeping my family covered with your blood. Thank you for holding back Satan's hands. Thank you for the angels that you have encamped round about me. And as we pray continually throughout the day, I know that he is a God that will answer prayer. As we pray and trust the living God, keeping our focus on him, talking to him, we will not entertain Satan. And I tell God, thank you. When we pray and talk to our Heavenly Father, and we keep our focus on him, you're going to find that when you seek God and you follow his instructions, you are obedient to his word, you're going to find that your prayer life grows and grows. As you pray and keep your focus on God, you find that you have the fruit of the Spirit. And I tell God, thank you. When you have the fruit of the Spirit, you are keeping your focus on the true and living God. You're going to find that when you keep your focus on God, that you praise God. You're going to find that you believe God. You're going to find that you receive the salvation of the true and living God when you keep your focus on God, when you keep your focus on his son Jesus, when you keep your focus on his Holy Ghost power. I tell God, thank you for his son coming to earth so that we would have someone to intercede on our behalf. You're going to find that when you keep your focus on Jesus, that you won't walk in darkness. You're going to find that when you keep your focus on the light, and that light is his son, Jesus, that light overpowers darkness, which is sin. And I tell God, thank you, when you keep your focus on God's son, Jesus, you find that you can trust him. When you keep your focus on Jesus, you find that he is that sure word that the prophets talked about. And you find that when you take heed to the word, that he is that light that shines in dark places. When you keep your focus on the Lord, when you keep your mind stayed on him, that you won't entertain darkness, which is sin. I tell God, thank you, because there's power in the name of Jesus. And when you keep your focus on him, you find that you grow. You find that he is your Heavenly Father, that he will keep you. Keep your focus on the light, because Jesus is that light. When you keep your focus on him, you find that, again, that your prayer life grows. You find that you apply the word of God to your life. You find that your attention is stayed on him. Stay in the word of God. Apply that word. Because, see, Jesus let us know that the word proves from the beginning that he was sent for us. And as we keep our focus on him, we will walk and live a righteous life. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins. of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer. Dr. Clark and Twinkie and I were in Little Rock, Arkansas with Bishop L.T. Walker. Early one morning I got a call. I was in Atlanta preaching for Reverend Jasper Williams and Gloria called me. She said, sit down. I said, I'm going to preach right now. I'm on my way out the door. She said, sit down. I sat down and my wife told me, we were living in New Orleans at the time, four of our members had been killed in a wreck. I got angry with the Lord because I thought they were my best members. I had some others I thought he should have took. Y'all don't like the truth. These were some good members, Brother Sheard. I mean, solid people. I'm not talking about the tithe. I'm just talking about sweet, solid people. No hell-raising saints. And I couldn't understand, why would you take those four people at once? I put three people in one grave. I was upset with the Lord because I said, you took my members. And he said, clean, they're not yours, they're mine. I said, well, why did you take them? He said, I took them because they were ready. And I'm giving those others a chance to get right. So I called Twinkie. Her and Dr. Clark were over at Bishop Walker's house. I said, Twinkie, I wrote these words. See what you can do with this. Accept.
Accept.
What God allows.
What God allows.
You're better off anyway.
You're better off.
Just accept.
Just accept.
writing Karen, I kept on writing Jackie. We all go through life asking the question, why? Why all these burdens? Why, when loved ones die? Oh, why do I have to worry? Do I have to cry when I know Jesus? I know Jesus.
I know Jesus.
I know Jesus. He's gonna fix it all.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Come on and see, 'cause I'm down, waiting for you to come. Thinking about the situation going on in our world today. Thinking about how they took prayer out of school and our babies stopped bringing God. I got a little discouraged, but God gave me a son this time.
That's right. Don't stop praying. Whatever you do, just keep on praying. Keep on pushing. Keep on believing and giving God the praise. We are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And I certainly want to thank God for your locking in. It's 15 minutes after the hour, and certainly giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Look, for those of you just locking in for the very first time, you can join us on our website, NFIRadio.com, or on our public figure page on Facebook, simply by going to at Smile On Me Too. That's the symbol at Smile On Me Too, or NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. Look, it's my pleasure. Let's continue with more great gospel music. This young lady is still hotter than ever, and definitely one of the hottest female vocalists in quartet gospel music. I'm speaking of Miss Lisa Knows and the Brown Singer.
You better get it right.
28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's nobody's fault but mine if I don't make it in. We are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network, and pray that you are enjoying the music thus far on this wonderful day as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Look, for those of you, if you don't know, we are approaching on, many of you know our NFI television gospel broadcast, 26 years, been bringing forth gospel videos around the world on RTN 22 and various other television networks, and certainly as we approach another year, we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor for that. And those of you, if you haven't had a chance to catch it, you can lock in. That's every Friday night at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on RTN 22. That's Raleigh Television Network 22 on Spectrum TV. All right, if you have Spectrum TV, well, you can lock in and catch the wave with us on Spectrum TV in Raleigh, North Carolina, coming live from the studios here. And certainly, those of you know, we play some of the top recording artists around the world, the old, the new, quartet, and contemporary. So look, we have it for the young as well as the old. So lock in and check us out and let us know what you think. Look, you can call in right here and make a request. Feel free to do so at 347-215-8049. Once again, that number, 347-215-8049, keeping it live here on the NFI. Let's go down memory lane with one of those old ones that I know you will remember.
Catch the wave on the inner line.